Oh, well imagine, as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear, no I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding, what a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame, the poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with a haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of poison rationality. I chime in, haven't you people ever heard of closing a goddamn door? No, it's much better to face these kinds of things with a sense of... Well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Oh, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne, pour the champagne.
Listening to Suitcase Full of Dimes for June 29th, 2007. My name is Ed, and we started the show with What's Your Name by The Parties off their new self-titled EP, which was just released Tuesday on Three Ring Records. That was followed by Charleston, South Carolina's Frank Royster with Christina off his Through the Years CD, and you just heard a track that I played way back in the early days of Suitcase, Panic at the Disco with I Write Sins Not Tragedies. Which brings us to this week's trivia question. Panic at the Disco got its name from a 2004 song titled Panic by what Orange County, California emo band? I'll reveal the answer at the end of the show. Next up is a band from Prince Edward Island named 2 Hours Traffic. They have a new CD called Little Jabs that'll be available on July 24th through Bumstead Productions Limited. Here's Stuck in the Summer from 2 Hours Traffic.
I will let you sing my song if you can.
That was New York's Laura Hughes with Stars. Before that, we heard Josh Zuckerman with Out From Under from the CD of the same name, and we started that setup with Stuck for the Summer by 2 Hours Traffic. In a couple of days, I'll be debuting the first in a special series of podcasts that I've dubbed Suitcase 45s. It's a shorter show focusing on a single artist or band that has their music available on the PodSafe Music Network for podcasters to play. It'll feature 2 songs, an A-side, their most played track on the network, and a B-side, one of their least played tracks, with a brief bio and info on the band between the songs. If you subscribe to this feed via iTunes or some other podcatcher, you shouldn't have to do anything. It'll just show up on your machine. Otherwise, watch for a new post on the blog on Sunday or Monday. The first episode will feature my all-time favorite indie power pop band, Splitsville. Here's a taste of what makes them my favorite. Open your ears and listen to White Dwarf.
Begin now. You need a strength. tonight. Lights on, lights off. I'm caught in the dark. A face down, a fall apart.
Search for a sound that suits my style. drive. Thought I might, but I can't find a frequency to change my mind. Hear the buzz, flicker bright, stereo light. Play my song to get me through the night.
Together for 12 years, a huge accomplishment for a band. That was the Nadas with Listen Through the Static. Before that was another Illinois artist, Katie Todd, with Face Down, the opening song from her CD Make Some Time for Wasting. And we started that set with Baltimore Splitsville with the opening track from their 2004 CD Incorporated called White Dwarf. Want to leave me a comment? Leave me a voicemail on our new comment line at 206-338-5792. And you can still drop me a line at suitcase.full.of.dimes@gmail.com or leave a comment on the blog at suitcasefullofdimes.blogspot.com. Now the answer to the trivia question. Panic at the Disco got its name from 2004's Panic by the California emo band Name Taken. The song can be found on their CD Hold On. We'll close tonight's show with a song by a Los Angeles singer named Curious. From her eponymous EP, here's Perfect Girl. This episode has been made PodSafe through IOTA's PromoNet and the PodSafe Music Network.